Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I know this year is a little bit different, so I'd like to give an overview of the office. And then, obviously, I'd like to answer your questions on the impact the green light legislation from Albany will have on the office. So, Michael Kearns, first, I want to thank this honorable body for always being so supportive of the clerk's office. Since becoming county clerk, we've been working with the Erie County Legislature on many initiatives, actually bringing government closer to the people. Whether it is Clerk on the Go, which I know many of you have participated in, where we're actually going out, meeting with constituents in the community, and letting them know that on October 1st, 2020 of next year, in order to get in a federal building, cross a border like Canada, or fly domestically, you're gonna need an real ID. And that's something that's coming fast and furious, as we know. In addition to that, we have been cooperating, and I wanna give you an update. Although we haven't sued any banks, we are definitely moving in the right direction with the zombie property initiative. And thanks to this honorable body that allocated nearly $200,000, Erie County is the leader in the state of New York when it comes to vacant and abandoned properties. That's without question. On the fiscal side, I have good news to report. We're anticipating going to be a combined $500,000 over projected revenue, which I think is good. That could climb possibly because we still are in a very hot housing market and a lot of development going on in our community. So that's good to know. And finally, our pistol permit department, we're seeing some great changes, and we want to thank you for what you have done to make sure that we're able to bring down the time it is to get a pistol permit. And we'll have a announcement at the beginning of the year, but I think many people will be surprised, because when we talked about shared services, the sheriff's office has been very complimentary in helping us nearly cut the time to get a pistol permit to down to nearly almost 3 months. And that's something that we're gonna solidify and report back to this honorable body. In conclusion, what I really wanted to touch on today and just give you an update on is earlier this year, we did put our budget projections. We met with the budget office and we just conveyed to them what was going to be happening. And at that time, we were talking and discussing that what is coming would be with the green light legislation, which would be effective as of December 14th. As you know, in this budget, the county executive, the executive has taken an initiative with another unfunded mandate from Albany, raise the age, which I supported and voted for as a legislator in Albany. That's an unfunded mandate that obviously had an impact on this county budget with the additional providing of staffing for the various departments. In my budget, another unfunded mandate, we did ask for additional staffing, part-time workers. You've been very supportive. And I think we've seen, because of your proactiveness, what's going on with our numbers. We're nearly $600,000 above budget revenues for our audit bureau, which is a very positive thing for the taxpayers of Erie County. So what concerns me is we are looking at a December 14th, which is a Saturday deadline with this bill, unless something happens or something changes. I just want to notify you, I did meet with the county attorney's office, and I am appealing my decision. We don't know if we'll get any word prior to December 14th, but I want you to understand how this is going to impact all of your constituents. And it's really important because The one thing that with the green light bill that we're going to have an issue with is, and a contention with, is Albany did not provide staffing, training, and even regulations, meaning when a law is passed in Albany, just because the Assembly and the Senate and the governor signs the bill and it becomes law, the Department of Motor Vehicles is in charge of promulgating those regulations to help all of the county clerks understand how we're going to process this information. We're closing down on nearly 30 days prior to the implementation of this law, and we do not have those regulations. We've been working and partnering with other clerks and the New York State Clerks Association to try to push to get some type of insight on how we're going to do this. So this is what we know, and we know this from the Real ID. If someone comes in with documentation under the new law, they can provide a foreign document. There's 185 countries throughout the world. We here in the clerk's office, we've got great staff, but we can't interpret 185 languages. It's going to be impossible. Under the current system, we would send that information to Albany, and Albany partners with the federal government. It's called the SAVE process. So we actually check to see, even if United States citizens are citizens prior to them getting a real ID. That will no longer happen for those people who are here illegally. So we just put a budget, and I'm putting this out there today as a request, just to inform you, this is what was requested, nearly $667,000, $550. And you say, well, what is that for? Well, our Buffalo office, our Cheektowaga office, which was open 4 days, and on Saturday, Eastern Hills, Tonawanda, Southtowns, Evans, and four mobile sites. We calculated the number of hours with hiring someone at $50 an hour to interpret that. That's nearly $667,000, $550. We did ask for 11 part-time staff. And the reason why we asked for that is because, as you know, many of these jobs are very technical. This is not going to work at Tim Hortons. And I believe me, I'm not begrudging anyone that works at Tim Hortons, because my first job, I started on the back of a garbage truck, so no one can say I didn't start where I started. So it's very technical, and it's going to be very important that we know what's going on with this. And we ask for those additional people because it's going to take time. In addition to that, the clerk's office has seen some retirements. And thanks to the budget office, they've been helpful with double filling some of those positions. But some of those positions have not been double filled because those people are coming back in some capacity. But in addition to that, we are, the one thing I can leave with this honorable body is, and we've approached the union on this, and we would be grateful to ask for your assistance and help, is we have people who have worked for the County of Erie for many, many years, 30, 35 years. They, when they retire, leave with them institutional knowledge. And I believe the county does not have or does enough to provide additional cross-training. And sometimes there's some union barriers to doing that, but we're trying our best to make sure that we work, because once again, the clerk's office, whether it's the audit bureau, whether it's the registrar's office, we handle some of the most technical and sensitive documents. And someone who has been there for 25 or 30 years, it's not easy to pull someone off the street and have them provide the services, the great services that they're providing today. So it takes time, it takes investment, it takes planning, and that's what we're looking to do. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any of your questions on anything dealing with the clerk's office.
Okay, questions?
Just one question.
Legislator Johnson.
Thank you. On that Real ID, the cost, I want to talk about the cost of the Real ID. Is that a fixed cost in your budget?
Well, right now, it depends, because it's an additional $30 above and beyond. You do not need to get a Real ID as long as you have a passport. Okay. However, TSA has stated before that they were going to be loose with requiring a enhanced driver's license or a passport. They are now stating going forward that you will not be able to get on a flight. You will miss your flight if you do not have the proper documentation. So they're learning that this is going to be a major problem on October 1st, 2020. Probably there'll be many people that won't be able to fly that day. But to answer your question, we have people coming in who maybe are looking to renew their driver's license, and it's not applicable for maybe 2 or 3 years. Because they're concerned, maybe their passport is expiring, they're coming in early, and they're getting the real ID. So sometimes it's hard for us to know because this is going to be a continuing thing, but we are seeing more people, and I think that's why our revenue has gone up towards the end of this year, and I think it will continue to go up. However, you know, we're hopeful that we'll be able to manage that.
And I was asking that because I know when I got my enhanced license, I know I had to pay the cost of renewing my license and also the additional cost to that. And I know some in the district I represent, some of the constituency probably is not able to afford that. And my question would be, is there a way to work with those who can't?
You could talk to your legislator, your state legislator about that. And you could talk to Albany about that. But we're agents of the state, and those prices are fixed, unfortunately. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, legislator.
Thank you, Legislator Dixon.
Thank you. Good morning, Mickey. Why are projections for Easy Pass collection not going up? Because didn't you have, like in 2018, the actuals were higher, correct? So why wouldn't projections for 2020 be higher than what they are? And I'm also wondering what the impact cashless tolls may have on you.
Well, Easy Passes were really hot at that time, and you know, people were coming in, and they saw that with the changes that they were getting this. If New York State goes to cashless tolls throughout the state, we do think those numbers are going to come up. We decided to be conservative this year in our budgeting, and we wanted to make sure. But we always have those Easy Passes available and ready to go. If people need them, they can come into any of our auto bureaus or come downtown here at 92 Franklin, and we'll provide them with that assistance to purchase an Easy Pass.
And how are operations going at the new DMV? I know you said your numbers are up, but do you anticipate keeping that? Because I know the rent for that is higher. So, you know, how do we make up for those?
You know, I felt as though that, you know, with your approval, one of the things we're seeing is our numbers. We just had on Tuesday, which is almost a record, without dealer work, nearly 600 transactions at that facility. Those people who are working there, we're waiting on the state to provide additional computers. Those people who are working there, with the same amount of staff, they have done 25% more work this year than last year. They're very, very hard workers. They're very, very diligent. We need to move more staffing into that facility, and we anticipate using that as an anchor. I believe that this will be the balancing of the South Towns. And we are, I think it's an excellent investment. The one thing that we are going to do, I'm going to have a meeting later on today, I was talking to Legislator Myers, is it is not, in my opinion, as long as I am the Erie County Clerk, it is not something that I think should even be discussed that we do not have bathrooms in all of our facilities. So we know the North Towns is up next year. I would love to stay there. But if they do not put bathroom facilities in there, I will not renew their lease. I'm going to say that same message to Cheektowaga. We need bathroom facilities. But because the transactions with the Real ID are taking longer, and people may have to wait a little bit longer because they need original documentation and they need more proof, we need that additional space. So to me, it's been an overwhelming success, whether it's handicap accessibility. We need more computers, which we're waiting on the state for, additional parking, but it's been a home run, in my opinion, the South Towns facility. And remember, we're the only department in Erie County that provides revenue. Most of the people you're going to be speaking to either yesterday or today, they're taking money away. We're actually giving you money, which I think is always a good thing.
Thank you. I know a couple of the comments when I was out there. People like it, but they miss their Bon-Ton. So if you could find a way for them to shop while they wait.
I know. Retail is...
boost it even more.
All right. I know. And you know what? The one thing we're saying is we need people to make a reservation. If they think that they haven't been there in 8 or 10 years, make a reservation. Because if you I use this example all the time. If you walk into a barbershop or you get your oil changed, if you think you can walk in and jump to the front of the line, it never happens. Maybe, you know, some of the people out there think that, but you can't do it. And we're trying to tell people, and more people are doing online reservations, and it's really saving them a lot of time.
Well, on the time aspect, you know, you and I have had 100 conversations about customer service and about revenue sources. And what is your turnaround time? We talked about trackability and tracking and getting something in place that says John Brusso walks in the door like I did to get my enhanced license just to see what documentation I would need. And lo and behold, your staff took care of me and said, no, you have this already, you're good, ba-boom, and moved me along the process, which was less than a half hour, which is, as we've talked about, that time. But how do you know? How do you track? How can you tell us that the money we invested in you is paying off for the people?
Well, that's very important. I know you've always been an advocate for customer service. And here's something that I've got good news and I've got bad news. So I'll give you the good news first. The good news is that we are working with our software provider. We're not there yet. We literally have to manually go to each facility to pull that data, which is unacceptable, I know, to me and to you. And we pull that data, and we literally have to go person by person, and we're meeting with the managers on a weekly basis to let them know that customer service is important. We've had, working with the county, conflict training. Every one of our employees has had conflict training since I become county clerk. But the good news is our software provider will be changing and give us additional resources. They're actually designing a code just for our department that I can give you those things. The bad news now is the one thing you may not like is that we're really looking at data and staffing. And what we're finding is we are seeing that less people are coming downtown to utilize that facility, and we're getting more traffic in the outskirts in the suburban areas. So we're gonna have to look at that, and we're looking to right size. You talked, Legislator Dixon talked about the Southtown's facility at Southgate. We may be looking at contracting a facility because if we have to go with the data, where are the people going? Wayne Gretzky used to say skate to the puck. So we're gonna give you good data. You may not like the data, but we're going to give you good data. And of course, we want people to get in and out. But the one thing we can never control, just like when you drive into work, is when there's a traffic accident, when someone doesn't fill up their gas tank and they run out of gas, and everyone else who's been proactive, who filled up their gas the night before knowing that there was a storm, if they break down, that slows everyone down. When one person comes into the auto bureau and they don't have the proper documentation, it slows everyone down. And to add to that, we don't know what's going to have with the new law, with the green light law, how that's going to even impact our times. Because in the state of California, if you want an appointment, it's about 2 months to get an appointment to renew a driver's license. Right now, maybe you have to wait a day in Erie County to do that. So we don't know what those impacts are going to be. They're unforeseen. And we're hoping to plan for them, and that's why we're coming to you, just to inform you, this is what we've gone to the budget office, and they've been great, they've been working with us, they listen to us, but just to let you know that if something happens, and when the 14th comes, and the lines get longer, and there's more people there, we only can do what we could do with the staffing that we have. So I'm just putting this legislature on warning that that's what's going to happen. And we know that, and we know additional people are going to come in. And is it going to be additional hours? I don't know, but we'll have to come back at that time and discuss it when that happens.
What's your largest revenue source? Is it the
Auto bureaus this year? Yeah, we're hoping that the registrar's office, we've had some big deals, and usually by the end of the year, those deals happen. So people want to get their deals done. They want to do their closing of their houses because the housing market has been so hot. Remember, inventory also is tight too. So there's, we've had some really big development happening in Erie County. That's really good because obviously with the tight market, we're not seeing as many people come in, but people want to buy houses. The housing market is tight, but that hurts us on our transfer and mortgage tax, and that hurts us a little bit. But we're anticipating that will be corrected by the end of the year. But obviously, the Auto Bureau is, with the fees that we collect there, is a pretty large source for the County of Erie.
And with that, in 2020, that's revenue source, a major portion of that revenue source is going to dry up. Is that correct?
We're looking. One of the things I wanted to do this year, and you notice it, is I wanted to be more conservative this year. I think that I'd rather be conservative and exceed expectations. You know, as I stated, we're going to exceed budget revenue, anticipated budget revenue by nearly $500,000. That could even go up a little bit more. So I think it's always good to be conservative, and we don't know what's going to happen. All these are educated guesses, and we do our best to give you the best possible information to make good decisions.
Okay. Anybody else? Legislator Hartwick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mickey, I just want to get a handle on the impact of the green light law on your operation there. Mm-hmm. You mentioned 185 countries that people can be coming from. Do you already deal with people from all over the world? I mean, you do have someone from another country. They're here. Their kid turned 16. Mm-hmm. They can get a New York State driver's license if they're here legally. And then you have to deal with much of the same documentation, a birth certificate from wherever.
So here's, that's a very good question, and let me explain it. So right now, as you know, we have University of Buffalo, where we do have many people from around the world, and of course our alma mater, Canisius College, I'll put a plug in there for that.
Your alma mater, source of income.
Your source of income is right. We collect that information, and I'll give you the perfect example under the SAVE program. So with the Real ID in 2005, and what Congress did was, if someone comes in and they weren't born in the United States, and we had a perfect example of a father and a daughter, and the daughter was obviously born here, we got her done and we got her taken care of. The father had the same documentation, but because he's not born in the United States under this current law, he was born in a foreign country, but he is a United States citizen. He was renewing his driver's license. We have to send that information to Albany. We don't make that determination. Albany contracts with a third party, the State Department. And I just let me finish, and I'll tell you why this is really, really important. So under the green light law, we're not allowed under that law to give any information to the federal government, to immigration. So you see where we're put in the quandary and why we had to do that, because we rely on Albany and the federal government to validate that that person is here illegally. Someone who is here illegally that could have a foreign passport, we can't get that validation.
Just currently for a legal immigrant, how long does that process take?
Take up to a week. That gentleman was very
upset. They present themselves, they give their foreign birth certificate, you have to send that to Albany, they share it with the federal. Okay, that's very enlightening. Thank you. Thank you, Mickey. And by the way, the thing about the bathrooms at the North Town, it's a must, okay?
No,
it's a deal breaker.
Look, we kid around about that, but one of the things is we know that people coming in, they have families. I don't know why that happens. And here, I'll leave you there with this, and you're not going to like this either, but we don't have bathrooms really in the Rath building within the confines of the of our Auto Bureau. We have to go up, and we all know that, 5 minutes can make a big difference in that situation.
Thank you, Mickey. Thank you, Mr.
All right. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you very much.
Oh, O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!